me.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the first ever episode 230 of the Kinda Funny Gamescast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Space Rocks.
Space Rocks. What is Space Rocks?
It's Gary Whitta's game.
It sounds like a drug you could sell.
Oh, that's right. That is
the
right.
Leo Whitta original. One day we'll be able to get it on Etsy. Yeah. Join the Legion of Gary, twitch.tv/GaryWhitta, everybody. That's I hope you give me a job.
I've always been a fan of black shirts with the gold. Shiny gold.
Yeah. Gold
they don't last too many
I
washes. Gold.
I know. I'm just letting
it, good,
you know what I mean?
Hey, enjoy the ride while you can.
It's like a good summertime romance.
Mm-hmm.
You and a bucket of buds. You know what I'm saying?
Bucket of buds.
And making his return to the Kinda Funny Games cast, Fran Mirabella, Mr. FM3 underscore himself.
They forgot me already. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what.
FM3
it turns
underscore.
Out we bet on the wrong horse. We're like, fuck Fran. Forget about Fran. It's all Andrea. Put all your chips on Andrea.
Exactly.
Then push she's moving away.
For a few weeks, it was basically over, but guess who comes crawling? Wait, I came crawling back.
That was
screwed
you.
That, up.
That was you. It's but exciting yeah. times, though. But we haven't talked about video games in way too long.
You already talked about the news on Gamecast? Gamescast?
Andrea news?
Oh, yeah. No, not yet.
No, yeah. No.
Andrew's leaving us eventually. We
but
don't know
still
when
be here
yet.
For a
John
while.
Drake got a big fancy VP job.
Disney. He's down there at Disney.
Yes, he is.
Making
so
Disney
he's moving
games
to LA,
now.
Which means she's moving to LA once they figure
stupid
out
marriage.
House situations and stuff. I know. It's like we can't figure out one of those like situations where like we take half.
Joint. Well,
yeah, exactly. We should have half? Joint custody on her.
Yeah. So we're divorcing John, and somehow we have to get Andrea, but give up Kevin?
Like
sounds
like
a deal.
I like you say we have to get Andrea.
Yeah.
We have to give up Andrea.
No, we're figuring all that out. I don't know when exactly. It's like
she's
pretty much
be
it's
around
up to them.
Right now.
She will be around.
So she's on the farewell tour now,
yes,
basically.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So it's like, get your.
She would have been here
now.
For this one, but we're recording this on Tuesday because Comic Con is this week, and I'm going to Comic Con, and you're going to Comic Con, and Nick's going to Comic Con, so we had to move up shows. Yeah.
Yes. Stressful time for everybody.
No, it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We will miss her.
Are you not having fun
yet?
Yeah, don't. Yeah, start penning your eulogy, though. You know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I've been thinking about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that a lot. Friend, what have you been up to? Where
yeah.
have you been?
I mean, I was traveling to Guardian Con, but that was now right around July 4th. It was actually the weekend after in Orlando, Florida. So I went down there, but
big
conveniently,
flo-flo.
The big flofo, my dad and grandmother are down there. So I was like,
how old's your grandma?
97
That's
years old.
Insane.
She'll be 98
wow.
in January. It is unbelievable. And yeah, my grandfather just passed last year and he was the same age. It's like really amazing on that side of the family. And
she playing Oculus Quest?
Yeah, she's all over Oculus Quest. And yeah, my dad's like 75, so mm-hmm. it's crazy. Yeah.
So you haven't
doing
been
well.
Streaming then? Because you're out here
totally was off.
Lands.
So apologies to anyone who actually cares and has watched that. But,
so basically, in your time off, Gary Whitta has risen to Twitch
celebrity. Honestly, he's taken over, and through pure intimidation, I'm giving up.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the show. He's like got his propaganda.
Shirts, yeah.
He's like, and he's like, point the camera at me. Point the camera. Which camera is it? If you're not, what does he say? If you're not making moves,
you're
standing still. And I'm like, I saw it. And I was like,
so
I was sweating. It's Monka-esque.
And you're like, and you're at home with your Jamba Juice. Like, I'm standing still.
Jamba Juice.
Dad, Grandma.
Exactly.
I'm standing still.
Have you seen Gary Whitta? Anyway, no, Gary's been doing amazing.
Get me a T1 line. I got a stream.
Exactly. But the internet was so bad. The connection on my phone was so bad that I would like grab a map out of my dad's place to just like whatever go to the gym in town, and it wouldn't work for the first like mile. So I was like back to old school, like, you know, using your brain.
Where the hell in Florida are they?
They're actually just outside Fort Myers, so it's not like it's the middle of nowhere. It's just like right on the edge of the water.
Did you get
sucks.
The Fran from your dad's side or mom's side?
Oh, dad's side, yeah. Because yeah. I'm the third, right? My grandpa went by Frank, but he was the
I don't
first
mean the
Francis
name.
Mirabella. Oh, what do you mean?
I mean just like...
Like who I am?
Yeah.
We actually don't know what's wrong with me. To tell you, I'm being honest. Like my dad is a, for those of you who don't know, he's a scientist, PhD, like written books. Very, very smart guy. Very successful. Retired now. My mom was the caretaker, but also... This won't surprise you. She had a couple jobs. One of those was hairstylist and makeup artist. Started her own line of makeup for a while. So, you know, I got a little bit of both worlds. Overthinking my hair. So it all came together.
You ever read any of your dad's books?
I love it.
You can't read them. It's like spectral It's like infrared spectroscopy. So if you want to like read up on that, it's plastic.
Like you haven't tried.
All right.
Well, we talked a lot of other big words in the
Thanks
pre-show.
For the welcome back.
That yeah, of course. Anytime. If you want Thanks to hear more back. Big I'm words like and stuff, Patreon supporters of the Silver membership or above get to watch the show live as we record it and get the exclusive pre and post shows. Shout out to Patreon producers for this month, Tom Bach and James Hastings. If you don't want to pay us, that's cool. You can watch the show Mondays, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or search your favorite podcast service for Kind of Funny Games Cast. We want to get right into it today. We want to talk about some video games. But Kev, you ready for this?
Yep.
Let's do it. Tell me when we're good.
What's happening?
If you're watching on demand, we're working against an embargo, which means we have to mute the stream for the people watching live on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames so that we don't violate the embargo, but the people on Friday on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames get it, and you on Monday on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames get it as well.
We're totally good, Kev?
Yep.
Are you sure? Yes. Last week you went and verified with Joey and stuff. Like, what do you want to do?
Last week Barrett did that.
Okay, last week a human being running the show went and verified to make sure it was done. Yes,
you
I do.
Probably verify.
Yes.
It's already muted?
I don't trust him. You know
Can't
what I mean?
Trust him. Can't
I've seen stop, it all go wrong stop. Before. I'm not going to have it all go wrong now. Blow up my face. You know what I mean? Ruin my career. I'm here. I want to talk about my Death Stranding hands on.
Death Stranding 2, dude. Last week with Death Stranding.
I told him that was Bioshock 4. So, yeah.
No, right. Yeah. Yeah. Bioshock Infinite 2.
Would it be 4? What would it be at this point?
Bioshock, they'll reboot. Infinite? They'll reboot, I think. They'll do something, another subtitle to it, I think. Yeah. Are we good?
Yeah.
Cool.
What are we talking about, Greg?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. On your Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go any further, it's worth pointing out, of course, that we're doing this episode in advance so we can go down to Comic-Con. At Comic-Con, I'm hosting the Marvel Games Hall H panel. Ethics is what we're all about, and transparency is what we're all about. I'm not getting paid to host that panel. They are covering my hotel room for 2 nights. So, if that violates my ability to give you an objective review or any or information, I haven't beaten the game, so I'm still working through
it. It's a panel
it
about the game.
It's one of the games. It's Ultimate Alliance, it's Iron Man VR, and it's Avengers. Oh, so clearly, and I know people over there, but I've always known people over there, so whatever. Basically what I'm saying,
good disclosures.
Take this entire thing with a grain of salt if you want, no big deal. Yeah.
You gotta have disclosures, and you always gotta laugh though where it's like, oh, you like Marvel? Can I trust you?
I know, right? Yeah, exactly.
But seriously, it's good disclosure, but it's funny when you think like, I love Marvel.
Do you like Marvel?
Do I like Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order? I do. I really do. Now, what I think's important about it is I want to start from a place of probably negativity and then move forward with it. Because I know you and me played it at E3, and you weren't stoked on it.
No, I wasn't.
You were very much like, it's a beat 'em up.
It just felt a little repetitive and throwaway. And it felt like a lot of the things that I'd be looking for from the story and characters, it seemed like they were a little like kind of copy-paste
samey,
generic.
That's what I remember you saying. They all felt very similar.
Sure. And you're talking about characters in particular? Mm-hmm. Like their moves
fighting
and stuff
sets.
Like
moves
that, right?
And what they're doing. It's like playing as Captain America, throwing his shield is the same as playing as Cyclops shooting his beam. It's just like, it's the same ideas of
playing as Cyclops.
See, now this is your chance to talk him out of it then, if you like.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm talking about, the negativity thing, is that I think when we left the E3 demo, right, on that Gamescast and then on Gamescast since then, we've talked about it, and I'm not arguing that it's not repetitive and it's not very, I don't think it is samey. I'm not going to say it's not, but I don't think it's as drastic as like, Cap is, Venom is, etc. Like, I feel like there's enough differences in the characters, but it is what it is. It reminds me, and I don't know how it works in terms, please bear, sit on the shock mic. It reminds me a bit of No Man's Sky with me and Kevin, where me and Kevin went and played it, came out and was like, this is what it is. And I think people had different expectations. I think you might, I can't speak for you, had a different expectation going in terms of what it was. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, from what I remember, right, and X-Men Legends, I remember as, sure do love walking through these hallways, beating the shit out of things and boxes and leveling myself up and getting gold and moving on, right? That's what this game is. And that's what this game nails, I think. But it is like, you know, I made copious notes because we'll get to in a second what I think the big story of Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is surprising. Yeah, you see how
there's
detailed these notes
are,
right?
Your notes?
These are my notes.
It's like
a
press release.
I know, right? Well, I'm good at you know, sitting here bullet pointing it.
Hire
Greg
for all
right?
Your press releases.
No, I don't know. Not that. No, not that. This is a
Got
fun
him.
Beat 'em up. It is a fun hack and slash. It is crawl through the rooms, beat the shit out of these things in typical Ultimate Alliance fashion, right? You turn a corner and here's this hero, a splash screen of them. They work with you on the mission or give you a mission and then they join the Alliance and you have them in your roster right now, right?
So you unlock each character's, you know,
100%.
Hey, bub.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And that was the exciting moment of those games because I remember it the same way as you. It's like, oh, let's go into these like kind of generic like
buildings and airships and whatnot. And the fun part is like collecting the new heroes and like building your team and seeing them interact like in the fighting like sections of the game. And like, you know, they have fun, weird stories or whatever. But yeah, the exciting thing was like doing the almost the collection of that.
Yep.
And, the other question I want to have for you, I found this IPA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are all beer.
Lots of beer. We've prioritized.
Okay. It's from the Big Flow Flow.
Okay,
I Instagram tweeted about him the other day.
We're Fran just what?
Florida Brew, Florida Brewing Company. What's it say on the thing? You have it in your hand. Oh, it's Brewbus. That's Brewbus. Brewbus and Florida Avenue, I think, do differently. But yeah, please get in there. So in fact, maybe get myself one.
Okay.
Not right away. Sit here and talk this out with me because I'm having a good conversation.
So it's a bit more, would you say it's more like popcorn fun?
Yes, 100%. And again, for me personally, that's what I remember Ultimate Alliance being. And that's what I was ready for. And that's what I was expecting with this. I think the one thing that took me aback when we saw the trailer, Tim, remember, even for the reveal, it was like, these environments seem kind of empty, right? Like, they seem not simple, but that doesn't sound right. But you know what I mean in terms of what we saw from it compared to, like, what I think was a more gritty, realistic.
So, like, not complex? Is that what
they're for? Yeah, and not that they were ever, but I think there was more in Ultimate Alliance and X-Men Legends. This is more...
There's more of a presentation, I guess.
Darker and grittier and more like we're trying to make it look like a real thing, whereas this, I think, is making more look like an animated series or cartoon.
Okay.
Gotcha. I mean, I feel like a lot of it just has to do with how games look nowadays, and when we first saw it, it was like, oh, this looks like the Marvel mobile games.
You said that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people did.
Sure. No, I'm just saying not we. That's all. Yeah. I didn't want to cast it under that side.
But it is not as sort of gritty.
I mean, you don't agree?
I think,
like, Strikeforce or whatever?
I guess with all due respect,
I don't mean that as a negative. It just has that art style. It has that that look to it where it's kind of just a very...
Okay. Okay.
Very,
I'll give it to you.
Flat colored... Like, they're bright colors, it's comic booky, but it is just kind of
I
like,
thought you were
right.
making it as a negative no, attack no, no, or something no. like that. I think, no. yes, it has that style, and it took me a level or two before I was like, okay, that's what this game's style is, and now I get it, and now I'm ready to go through and fuck shit up.
So you had the expectation it might look a little grittier.
Just because, I mean, like, when we, I'm just talking about when we watched the first trailer, it was a jarring of like, oh, that's not what you think.
But you get my question still, regardless of that, like, you had an expectation or whatever when you saw it, surprised you. Once you played it, do you think it looks good, or you kind of wish it looked a little?
I think it looks good. I think it looks good. I don't think it looks great. I mean, at times it does. At times it doesn't. I think the cutscenes look great. I think the cutscenes look great. Running through, I think the actual character designs look cool. But there's plenty of times you're running on what we're talking about, a flat colored environment, right, with some texture or whatever. But it's all, you know, you're beating up hand guys in like their little ninja dojo, and they get there. They do the things. There are secrets in every level in terms of breakable walls and things to find and go through and smash here. There's, you know, cubes that you'll find that you have to do synergy powers at to actually destroy to get in to get the collectible or get the upgradable orb, right? So I think starting from that is what I'm trying to do is build the foundation for what the game is, right? Is that it is a hack and slash beat 'em up, which already, the combat is, it is definitely repetitive. You know, Nick was making fun of me the other day, like, did your thumb ever hurt? Because I was just like, bah, 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 like, just
is
over and over
again. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've so far only played single player.
You only play solo.
What you do is then
AI follows you.
Or? Exactly. You have three bots that you can switch to whenever you want to with the D pad or whatever. Your right trigger or your right shoulder button is your single player special moves. You hold down your right trigger, and then you can do synergy moves with other people. So, like, all right, Cap wants to, you can do, Cap has just a shield block that any incoming attack would go back at the other guy, but you can now do it where you're calling Iron Man to shoot you. Also, in the same way, if I was playing with other people, if we were all playing together, you'd see it'll pop up on the screen, this like line going from Spider-Gwen to Cap at certain points, meaning that Cap's doing his move. So if you hit A right now, you're going to synergize with him and do it on the same way we would if we were all playing together. So I like it a lot, really do. It honestly is that game right now that it has its hooks in me the way I hoped it would have its hooks in me, that I want to play through it. I want to beat it. I'm right now at chapter 7 of 10. Once you beat it, you unlock a new difficulty and more winky emojis, what Mr. Nintendo told me, or actually Mr. Marvel this time around. So not only am I excited to beat the story, period, I am excited to go back and do it. Because here's what I think, I don't know if you were expecting, because I for sure wasn't expecting this. This game is so fucking nerdy, and I'm all about it. And I don't even mean nerdy like, hey, Marvel lore, obviously that's there, and that, again, the story I think is cool, right? If Thanos is here and he wants the stones, right, which I think for even the first few chapters you're like, this is cool, this is fun, I like this. I was telling you, and I've confirmed it since then, right, even though this is not in the same Marvel universe, this is not Spider-Man from PS4, this is not blah blah, it's its own thing. this really is the Marvel Games Avengers, because it is, hey, it's Scott Porter as Star-Lord from Telltale. It's Nolan North as Rocket from Telltale. It's Nolan North as Deadpool from Deadpool. Hey, it's Yuri Lowenthal, Spider-Man from Spider-Man PlayStation 4. Let's put them all into this.
That's Iron Man?
No, he's not Iron Man like in Avengers. Iron Man, I'm not familiar enough with it. But Steve Bloom is Wolverine, right? Like, it's the voices you would expect for most of these characters, at least some iteration of the characters, which immediately does set it up to be like, oh, this is fucking cool. And then on top of it, when it finally does the, and I don't want to spoil too much of story stuff, obviously, but when you finally make the jump from, and I've watched the trailers and I was excited and I'm ready for it. But when you go and it's like, of course, Avengers, of course this. And then when it starts being like, all right, cool. Now the Avengers are with X, Y, and Z. And now this person, now this team. And it's like, oh, fuck, right. This isn't an Avengers game. It felt like it was like, okay, we're kind of doing something similar to the movies of Infinity Stones. And then it makes that turn of like, no, it's Doc Ock and it's this and it's these teams and it's that. Awesome. And you're fighting in this place. And it suddenly is these conversations that you're seeing people on screen having like them together. And you're like, that's really fucking cool. And it is really fucking cool to see like the young class of people have that moment with Iron Man, right? And like the cutscenes are well done. I think they're well acted. I think the story is fucking Infinity Stones and we're going after it. That's whatever. But it is familiar. Those moments like you're talking about of getting to be like, turn that corner and be like, fuck, yeah. Of course. Why didn't I think about that person?
And that was like the love-hate I had for Ultimate Alliance 2, which was just doing the Civil War story, but they had their own like twists and turns on it. And it does get batshit crazy at the end where it's like you're fighting nanobot Nick Fury at the end. How did we get to here?
Exactly.
But there's still so many cool moments like building up to it where they like recreate the moment where the TV superheroes like blow up the city and stuff like that, like actually from the comics.
Oh yeah.
And so
Inhumans,
but then
right?
Like
who started Civil War?
Whoever's like part of Speedball.
Yeah,
whoever Speedball is like
up who started the movie. Original Civil War.
I mean, it was a mutant, right?
But there was a team.
The event is like a TV show, like a reality TV show that
New Mutants.
Maybe.
Whatever, but, doesn't matter. Yeah. Inconsequential.
So, like, they show those, like, big plot points, but they give their own little twists and turns, like, halfway through the comic of Civil War. You've got, where they're controlling the villains at one point, or, like, they're making the villains fight for them, right?
Yeah.
And then in the game, they twist it a little bit, where, like, the villains are way more part of the story, so you have an excuse to play as them and stuff like that. Like,
and the same thing here of, like, you know, you start off and you'll run into people who are villains, and obviously I know the playable characters are out there for the most part, but, like, you know, you by the end of fighting them join you. And but there is cool stuff they're doing with it of like, all right, cool, like, you know, it's Electro and Venom are teamed up and then Venom gets electrified because of, you know, synergizing with Electro, and you have to fight him in a different way, and there are these different little challenges to it that way in terms of it. Last night, like I said, and to your point of like really weird batshit crazy, Chapter 7 started last night and it was literally like, oof, man, I do not know shit about these guys. I don't understand where I am right now. This is weird, but cool. Whatever, it's happening. I'm in for the ride or whatever. The New Warriors started it. Thank you.
The New Warriors, there you go.
So that's all cool. Story's crazy. But it's popcorn. It's whatever. It's forgettable. It's there for you to beat through. And back to where I was driving with this point. The game is so fucking nerdy that the hook of the game, of course, is powering up your heroes, right? Mm-hmm. This is why I needed the notes on top of anything else, right? Because I'm talking about gameplay and all that stuff. So when you go to your start screen, right, and you're looking at all the places you can go, you have obviously the story you can do. You have Infinity Team Hero Select Lab co-op. Co-op, of course, like co-op online local or offline local.
Wait, this is front menu select?
Yeah, and then inside, it's a very menu-y based game because this game is so fucking nerdy, right? So Infinity is a mode that you would jump into. So you have your story going, and obviously from the main menu, you have just your unified group of heroes. Right now, by the way, worth pointing out, like I said, Chapter 7 of 10, I have 49% of the gallery unlocked. I have 30 characters unlocked. If the screen is to be believed in these black spaces that are on them, it's going to be 36 total in terms of the initial roster. Infinity, though, you would jump into, right? So you have your story you're playing. You can jump from your story into Infinity 2 in the menus, right? Stick with me. I know it's... But this is also how complicated and nerdy it is.
You're in the story, but you can hop into Infinity.
At any point, you can go between the different modes and fuck around and come back to your story if you're at a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo. Infinity basically is replays of missions. You find them in the world, then add them to the infinity thing. But they all have special modifiers, right? Mm. So like one of them is that I ran into, right? It's like it's a level 20 mission. It's solo Spidey. So you've already done this the hand mission, right? Where you went through with all four of them and fought and beat the guy. Now you go through to Spidey. Everybody's gonna be level 20. You have to fight just solo and get there and beat them, right? Then on top of that, there's stars for every one of them. You have three different stars. You can earn everything for different criteria, right? Of like, beat it and do this much damage, beat it in this amount of time, do this. The stars individually each come with their own separate rewards, right? And so the separate rewards are going to be like these different like XP cubes, like cosmic cubes that you can apply for XP, AP cubes, which I'll get to in a little bit, or balls, ability orbs, all this different shit, right, that you're using in a different mode, but I'll get to in a second. But like I said, you have this basically grid of different missions you're unlocking and can replay and do all these different things that are play through to Spider-Man, you know, play this one part in Avengers Tower and beat 20 enemies and then that's Star 1.
Does it change the story or is it the same thing?
It changes your level in the story. It's the same thing you've already played, but okay. Now the modifiers are different. So it'll be like everyone is doing way more damage. Your normal attacks do way less damage, but you're filling in your EX gauge, your extreme attack, whatever. But
like cutscenes and stuff are...
No, you don't even get cutscenes. The cutscenes happen, but they actually speed through them pretty quick in terms of like, this guy pops up and he's mad, but we don't have to listen to his dialogue again. He's just right into fighting you and stuff. And I've been surprised how much I'm enjoying that, right? Because the story, yeah, sure, I'm playing through, and I feel like for the most part, I'm just crushing. No problem. I'm having a good time. Last night was the first time I got to a boss where I was like, fuck, I'm not powerful enough to beat this boss. So I popped out and did more of the Infinity stuff because it's the same cast of characters, all the characters you've unlocked.
You gotta get those XP cubes.
Exactly. It's where you're grinding, right? Or if you want to go through and grind. As you're unlocking the stars in the Infinity missions, you then are unlocking for that section of Infinity missions like three different rewards that are all different costumes. So it's like you can unlock a different costume for Captain Marvel. The Spidey thing, one of the rewards and why I wanted to do it was to prove a point to myself for this very conversation, was on top of the XP cubes and the ability orbs, right? I could then take, the reward for just completing the mission was a new Spidey suit, and I wanted to see what that was like. I love the grind of it. Like, I really do. Like, I really like getting more powerful. I like seeing these things and like, oh man, that's a level, you know, at the time, 25, and I was like level 20. So I'm going to let that cook. When I have a team of level 26 people, I'll come back and really clean house on it. And you can come back on certain ones and farm different things and get through and do it. And again, they're putting interesting twists on it. Like I said, you know, the different things, beat this many enemies. And even when you beat them, like, okay, the third star is beating twice as many. So you know you have to come back and be more powerful and stuff. And the rewards of the costumes right there. I think right now, the costumes are a bit weak. Because they are just different paint skins for the most part, which for a lot of people makes sense. Yeah. So Spider-Man's, right, was like, I'm like, oh, I wonder what suit I'm going to get. It's Iron Spider, where it's like, okay, instead of being red, it's silver. Instead of being blue, it's black. So it does look different, but it is the same thing. Same thing with Captain Marvel, right, where it's like, cool, now she's in the green and black rather than the red and blue, right?
Yeah.
And so I was very much of the, okay, cool. I was trying to, I got a cap too. Cap's like monochrome, right? And it's like, okay. I'm trying to figure out if, for this conversation, are there better suits out there? Because
actual skin changes.
Exactly. And I moved in. I was like, I see the other ones now for the next three characters I can unlock, but I didn't get to them. Oh, Scarlet, Black Widow. Scarlet Witch is always. Black Widow, right? Hers is a white suit instead of a black suit. Okay, whatever. I don't know, and I wasn't sure about it. However, today they dropped, as of recording, the online patch for this, which also came with the notes of like, okay, cool, season pass is available now. And if you get the season pass, which is the three DLCs that will come later, you get the Deadpool skin that's like the chef skin. So I did it today, jumped in, and he does actually have a different suit. He's got a different hat on, he's got an apron on, so it's like, I'm not holding out hope that the rest of these suits are going to be as varied as that, but there is the possibility for it. And I watched a video today on Twitter, Marvel Twitter, with Bill and the writer of the game, and they mentioned that other suits are coming later on. So I don't know. Long story short, though, it doesn't matter too much to me. Like, I'm not playing for the different suits. All those suits are always great, and I want them. And I, even with the variables I have, it is more about the fact that, cool, I'm grinding it out, I'm leveling it up, I'm doing all this thing, because that's what this game is, why it's so incredibly nerdy, is that just alone, right? The fact to go in there and grind out for resources. Then, of course, So you have your Infinity, you have your story, we've talked about that. Then there's a team menu, right, where you jump in and it's what you'd expect. It's the four players you've already selected, right, and you get to go in and see their health points, their E points, which is their energy point, their blue, right, their XP, right. They each have four special moves. Each one of these special moves you upgrade through the orbs you're getting, through the other things you're getting, right, the AP you're getting as you level up. There's all these different currencies at play in the game, which, again, are incredibly fucking nerdy, but I really like
AP grinding. Like special powers?
Ability points. It seems to be when you level up, you get a certain amount of them, right? So you have them dumped in there so you can go back and upgrade cap shield throw from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, right?
It's like for upgrade tree.
Exactly. Sort of. And so you're on, when you start, everybody has one move. And then as you level up, you start unlocking the extra moves, right? So real quick, you start discovering what your power moves for every character are, how you're going to use them, which ones you want to do. And so I've been dumping, like, I dump my points into Cap's shield throw. I would dump my points into Spider-Gwen's giant web ball she slams down on people, Iron Man's spin-around repulsor array, and then Deadpool throwing up the bombs and letting them all explode. To your point of everybody feels samey, it's that interesting thing, and what I think slowed down my progress in the game for the first few hours, of getting new characters and jumping in and trying them and seeing who I like the most. And where, yeah, at base level, right, like Deadpool's shooting shit and so's Black Widow. I feel they're different enough and power levels are different enough. And again, to the incredible nerdy nature of this, where you're on the move and when you, the actual ability or, you know, the button press, and you're looking at upgrading them, you see it go from, if it's going to do more damage, if it's going to do more stun, if it's going to consume more or less energy, or if, and like there's levels to all that shit you're upgrading to. So I was upgrading a one move for a long time, not paying attention, thinking it was doing more damage when in reality it was doing more stun, because higher level bosses need to be stunned before they can actually be hurt and stuff like that. There's a whole bunch of weird...
Very RPG.
Yeah, totally. Really different, diverse mechanics that are in this game that I think... If you're just blazing through the story, you can pretty much ignore. But it's like when you start doing the challenges and actually want to be pushed. When I was doing the Spider-Man thing last night solo, it was hard. Where it was like, okay, shit, I used all my energy too early for my special moves. The blue bar is your energy, and it, you know, you use it with all the four face buttons you're using with the combo. Otherwise, you have a light and heavy that don't cost anything. And using those, it was shit, now I got to learn to dodge, now I got to do this. And it was all of a sudden that what had been, not mindless, but pretty mindless, of just like, run through, beat the shit out of it. Where's the secret? Team these guys up. Because, of course, I was talking to Barrett earlier. He'd asked me about team up moves. And I was like, day one, I was like, I don't understand it fully. Now it is the idea that with the right trigger, right, you can hold it and see who's around you. And then their face will appear over your buttons, indicating that if you do this, they're going to do it too. So, like, you know, like I said, Cap will hold it up. Yeah. Iron Man will blast it. It'll shoot all over the. Sometimes it is as simple as, you know, Iron Man spins around shooting everybody and Deadpool throws his bombs. It's not really a team up move as much as they're doing something together. Yeah, you're getting more damage. Yeah, exactly.
To double down on the point of, like, it's less about, like, what they feel like moment to moment of, like, everybody feeling samey. It is more of, like, the nerd shit of, like, what you're doing and upgrading it. It is more of, like, a kind of Diablo dungeon crawler type of thing. Yeah, which is interesting because those are the type of games I'm not super into, but for some reason, Ultimate Alliance gets me into it so hard.
Yeah, and it's that weird mid-maxing thing of what kind of build am I making for Iron Man? Like, what am I using and how do I want to use him, right?
Story-wise and character-wise, like, does it mesh well? Because it sounds like there's a ton of characters. It's not just the Avengers and Guardians and stuff, Doc Ock and all that stuff. Does it ever feel like you're kind of, like, getting lost in it?
I mean, yes and no, I guess. Like, you know, it's that thing where they introduce characters where for sure I'm like, I do not know who you are.
Sweet.
Like, I've jumped into this thing and I don't know who the fuck you are. And like, okay, cool.
One of the moments in playing 2 was like when they brought out Penance, which is like the character that Speedball turns himself into because he caused the events of Civil War. And it's like in that moment I remember playing in 2 where I was like, man, they're bringing out like some deep cuts. So like the fact that you're saying that.
You definitely get deep people in here where I'm just like, and it's like, oh, I thought I knew who you were and I clearly don't.
Okay.
I thought
that's
I knew
impressive.
Based on the scuttlebutt or this character you're with that I've seen in other things. I have no fucking clue who you are, right?
That's impressive.
And then Deadpool is my other question.
Sure.
How is he?
Oh, he's awesome. Wise, oh, my God. He's fucking Nolan North being Deadpool again. You know what I mean? Where it's like, he's by the time you unlock him or I unlocked him, it was one of those like breath of fresh air things of everybody else is being like very, we're in the Marvel Universe and this is who we are and blah, blah, blah. And it's that, you know, the archetype of what those characters are.
Yeah.
And then like when you scroll through, like you're running by and he's making tacos and you're like, oh, that's a funny Easter egg. And then it turns around and it's like, oh no, this is actually a plot point. This is how he's joining the Alliance. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then every time you select him from Hero Select, he's like, are you sure? I'll give you a chance to change your mind. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's similar how he's introduced in 2, where it's like you think he's just going to be a boss fight, but then like if you continue like with him for the rest of the story, it is awesome. And I just want to point out, your guesstimate of if the character select is to be believed is about 36 characters.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Ultimate Alliance 2, which I assume had more characters than the first one, had 23 characters.
Oh yeah, they're on the record saying this is the most they've ever had in a game.
Sweet.
And so, for the ones I've jumped around at, I've been pretty set on this team now for a while, but they all seem to be well done. The ones I know, right? Like I obviously Hawkeye. I'm not gonna use Hawkeye. I was like, yep. Yeah, you're doing a good job of being Hawkeye. It's not the Matt Fraction costume. I'm hoping I was going to unlock that later. Maybe it'll still pop up. Believe it or not, I'm still not done. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Because, again,
keep going.
I know.
Marvel it out.
So I've already talked about all the orbs, and you're using those on your moves. Then there are ISO-8 slots, right? Now, these are these little shards and, like, elements you're collecting that then give you augments. So, you know, you're earning more currency. You're doing more damage, but you'll take more damage. There's more hit points. There's more health. There's more vitality things. You slot them on your characters. You have 4 slots. You slowly unlock them as you go, right? So, again, now it's like, well, how am I using Iron Man? How am I using Cap? How am I using these people? When I did the Spider-Man challenge, it was very much like, cool, clear out his slots. Let's take the strength I'd put on, the 500 plus strength I'd put on Cap. Let's put it on him so he's doing more damage here. On top of that, you have these different shards and slots, right? Or shards in the slots, I should say. And again, you have dozens of them. They're all colors of the rainbow. They all do different things. You can go into them, then use the other points. Which one of the, you use the, you use the one of the other different, oh, here it is, sorry. You can break them down. You break down ones you don't want to use to get the raw resources. You're also collecting the raw resources as you go. You can take the raw resources then and one of the other, a brand new, shit, I didn't write it down. I can't believe that. And one of the other orb currencies you have, and then use that now to, or no, it's you're using the raw resource and the gold to then put up to 5 times multipliers on each one of them. Mm-hmm. So you could have 500 strength times 5, and you're ready to go with that there if you
Is
have
that
the
a
gold.
Temporary?
No, that's a permanent buff you're permanent assigning buff. To that thing and putting it on there and actually making that character out to be way better and ready to go, right? As if that wasn't enough then, Tim, right? So that's all in team, right, where you're assigning all this shit. Then there's the lab where you go into this ISO 8 management thing I was talking about with the breakdown. Next to that is the Alliance Enhancement. This is where you go and you use the gold and AEP points you have to go fill out these hexagons.
AEP?
AEP.
Sphere grid?
These, yes, 1,000%.
Really?
Color-coded, I want my vitality to be 1.0% more, and then you start, obviously the cost goes up, you fill in this giant thing, it branches into another giant hexagon that has more shit, so you're making your entire alliance now, giant buffs for your entire alliance to go through and make them stronger and more fierce and
this
more powerful.
So fucking cool.
Wait, that applies to everybody?
That's your entire alliance. That's everybody. That's the ISO ones are specifically assigned to people. Every character has their own XP points that you're using then to upgrade, that on their own is upgrading their blue energy, their health energy, right? And then unlocking the ability to give you through the AP points to make your moves more powerful.
So wait, is the lab just menus or gameplay?
The lab is just menus.
Just menus. It is. But you're going through and
this game is so fucking nerdy that
you
spend
menus,
so
baby.
Much goddamn
time. We got
time
your
in
XP.
Menus.
We got your AP. We got your
we
blue
got
your orbs.
We got your AEP.
We got your AEP.
We got the silvery orbs. You got the blackish orbs.
You can do your tax returns. You can do your expense reports.
Jump back. Play some Minesweeper. Jump back into Infinity. Earn more of this shit to go back and make more of this shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, again, it's.
Oh, yeah. It does sound a lot like Diablo in a lot of ways.
100%. Yeah,
so like maybe in some ways it's like an arcadey comic book, but actually it has way more depth than I would have expected at face value.
Yeah, and that's my thing is like, again, I'm going to, knock on wood, right, beat the story either tonight or tomorrow on the plane. Mm-hmm. And when I do, I cannot wait to start it on a harder difficulty and get more gold and keep unlocking more stuff.
Is there a new game plus to keep things going?
Well, I think it's the way they use this menu hub system, it's all the same. Like, there's no new game plus. It'll just be like, you can go in right now. I can go into chapter select and I see right now when you start, it's heroic and friendly. Mm. And so I already have those and I'm playing on heroic, friendly being easier, and now there's gonna be something above that.
What's max level? Do you know?
I don't know. Actually, I texted right before this because, again, it's that thing I was like.
Do you know what you're at right now?
Right now, yeah. Oh, come on, Frank. Are you kidding me? Right now, Cap's 33. Gwen is 34. Iron Man is 30. And Deadpool is 30. Okay. I don't have an answer on what max level is right now.
So if you go in and do, what was it, a 4-star infinity fight? Is that hard? What's a hard fight?
Well, it's all level based. Like how, so the infinity
fight.
When I jump into the
you're not setting.
They're not scaling to me. When I jump in the infinity stuff, it'll show me, hey, this Spider-Man mission is a 20. This mission to defeat 50 enemies is a 27. Yeah, yeah.
What were the stars then?
The stars are my rewards. So like, there's a star for beating it a certain amount of time.
Those
defeating
are points
a bunch
effectively of like how well accolades. You did this well. And 100%. You
hit it's an objective. You check the objective. The star goes into your bank or whatever, and you can it's then unlocking whatever
your AP.
Costume or whatever things come out, right?
And tacos and
I'm fascinated to see.
That's great.
I'm fascinated to see how it reviews.
Yeah,
because it is very much that. I think there's going to be a lot of people like you that look at it and are just like, when I was playing it before I really got caught up and I understood, because again, there's literally so much shit I just ran through in 40 minutes, right? Like that's the tip of the iceberg. I really feel on how it all comes together. So it took me a while to wrap my head around it.
Yeah,
and so early playing it, I'm like. This reminds me of the old Tim Geddes adage of we can do better, right? Of like, this is fine and this is good, but is this the Avengers game people want, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand that totally. I totally get that. However, this is the Ultimate Alliance game I wanted, right? Like, I didn't want or need more out of Ultimate Alliance, I guess.
Yeah. And so Women in Sevens, baby.
Exactly. That's my thought. I'm wondering if it's going to be a Metacritic flat 7 for a lot of people. If people aren't going to get into this nerdy ass shit like I'm talking about and totally ding down, or if I'll be caught off guard and it'll be people think it's better than that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, Greg.
The co-op?
Offline, online, local. What's the story?
Whatever you
for
want,
this thing?
Baby. Whatever how do you want to do it?
So if it's online, how does that work? Because there's no voice chat.
Nintendo Online, baby.
You got to build the app. Like,
or
so,
Discord.
It sounds like you haven't done it yet.
Hell no.
But
I don't play them anyway.
What is the expectation if I do want to play online? Let's start with you guys.
Yeah.
Can I even do that? Like, is it like Mario Kart and you just.
Well, hold on. We're doing it right now. I'm hitting co-op and I'm in
we're
online.
Playing?
Let's
give
see
me
what
my Switch, Barry. No. give me my Switch Lite, Kevin. Oh.
Oh, you broke your embargo.
Yeah, oh, Switch Lite. It's for next week.
My neon.
Teal.
Magenta, teal. Yeah, it's actually mixed. It's amazing. Mm. It's like 80s retro.
I can't believe you got that custom made.
I'm joking, everybody. But anyway, so you go into, what is it, online?
Co-op. There's a co-op button.
Okay. Can you play the Infinity missions as well as story? Like, do you know?
That's a great question, actually. I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know. I haven't done.
But what's your, general expectation?
Again, the patch that went live today was for online play. So
like,
even if I wanted to.
Do you think most people are going to, if they're going to play, they're going to play local? Because, like, that's kind of the Switch vibe. Or do you think.
I mean, I'm Greg Miller and I'm pretty self-centered. So I would think that most people are going to play solo. I don't know. Like, I hope Barrett's super into it. Oh, there you go. See? Create, search, and friend for the mode.
Yep.
So if I went to friend,
so
right? Join a room
friends.
Where a friend can play.
Show me.
So
look under search. Actually, look under search. Well, it's not. This game's not out yet, though, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
So
there you go. The mode. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Well,
so you can play
yeah.
Infinity mode. You can do difficulty mighty, or what is PSI?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that part.
It's another collectible.
Fine.
See, so Infinity it switched over to Rift, showing you what I'm doing.
More blah blah. You can set a password. Okay, so you can set a room. All right, so you set a room type and other people might join it. All right.
I think there's weirdly like a lot of like online community for UA2. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people get into this.
Well, here's why I ask. Like at some point.
Like anytime you want to play, I'm not
Greg,
a play.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got to catch up to you. But
The way I've seen.
Hey, I got plenty of low level guys to run through.
Hell yeah.
But the way I've seen Greg consume games on a can't play him, he's got to play so many. It's like he's going to power through this a ton. You might go back to it occasionally, but you're going to hit a point where, like, man, I've got like almost everything. Like you're going to platinum it.
Oh,
so
sure.
Speak,
well,
right?
And that's the sad thing is I would love to platinum this. Like that's the highest compliment I can pay.
I
should have
used the word.
Is that if this was a PlayStation 4 game, you bet your bottom dollar I'd be platinuming it, right?
You'd be getting it all.
And so for me, it very much becomes what you were talking about with your stupid spirits from Smash, right? Where I'm going to go after every. I don't mean like.
No, they're stupid as fuck.
I'm going to go after every stupid Infinity mission. Where like literally you have to think of my mind. Set right now where I was like, I want to see the Spider-Man suit and if it's different, right? And so I gave him all my XP cubes, fed him all the XP, and then I went and did the mission, right? And then what, three levels over, is a solo Hulk mission. I have not used Hulk once. It's like level 25, so it's like...
You have to do it solo, right?
Here we go.
Gonna get a bunch of... Gonna like, it's... cool enough that I want to. All right, cool. I'm either gonna feed him 100%. XP cubes, or I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna like Barrett's playing. Let's run a Hulk. I'll run Hulk with you.
Hey man, fuck, I know all about the grind. Division.
And so that's
Destiny
my thing.
Two,
is like well, I Smash, it's the. I don't want to say my expectations were low for it, right? Because they weren't.
They
again,
were right for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But us walking away playing it, it was what we were talking about. Especially, like, it's still the same thing of when you do the giant XP move, the EP moves, right, or EX moves, where everybody comes across and it's like, well, the lions, and it's just fucking chaos and, you know, numbers flying off. Right. Yeah, great. And I do love building up to and doing it. But when we walked away after playing like 10 minutes of it, it was like, that seems like what I want, but how long would I want to play it?
Yeah,
and now that
like
I'm in the shit, and I'm literally like, I'm like, I want to beat this game. I want to get through this game. I'd love to beat it for Gamecast, and I knew it wasn't going to happen probably, but it was cool. I said that, and then it would be 15 minutes of sitting there like, well, how do I want to expect? I got to move this and do this, and then cool, I've unlocked Venom. But he feels, oh, should I just be using the Hulk? Because, of course, I didn't even bring this up. When you build your team, right, you're getting advantages. Like, if you have all the Avengers, like, you get a bonus multiplier. If it's the women of Marvel, players. Avengers. If it's high-flying, if it's agility people. So it's like, well, fuck, Venom's cool, but he doesn't really fit the vibe I'm building. So what if I brought Hulk in and did this? And, it's like, fuck, dude.
We need a team of all grannies.
Just to finish my...
I did think about having the all-spider team. Like, they're too similar.
Yeah.
I guess to finish my online point, all I was going to say is I think it's really good that it is there. It feels like it might be a Reddit thing and almost a looking for group, but it's like, hey, you know...
That'll be for people in the weeds.
There's people that want it, but it's really good that it's there because if you are playing it long with a longevity to it, like, I think it's critical, and I'm glad to hear it's in there. I didn't think it was going to be in there for me. Just again, like, bad expectation. But secondly, when you started this, I was like, it sounded like it might be more of this like arcade quarter popper, you know, like sort of like, you got abilities and it's fun, but Tim's like, they all feel the same. But I'm like totally flipped now on this and like, wow, like there's, even though I might be playing a lot of the same areas, right? But like, that's, I mean, I play Destiny, so that's all I do. But to be able to level up in so many different ways and have so much depth, and it seems like it's meaningful. That's the part surprising.
And that's the big thing for me, again, and I know I kept saying it, and I've said a million things. Thanks for letting me rant and rave, because it's all been building up inside me.
Yeah.
Take a breath,
Greg. It is the idea that, like, you know, I started, and, like, Cap has been the only person, I think, on my team the entire way, where I was like, I pulled Iron Man off and put Spider-Man in and then put Iron Man back on because I liked it. But it wasn't until I really got in the flow of it, of like, I'm okay. I'm only going to use, especially with the way I'm leveling early on, one or two powers for each person. So I really need the right structure to it. So again, back to my point that, like, sure, Deadpool's machine guns feel a lot like, I guess, Black Widow's machine guns, but I'm not using either of their machine guns. I'm using Deadpool's stand there, throw the bombs, get a good circle radius. Mm-hmm. And granted, there's tons of fucking area of effects. You know what I mean? Like, it's not limited
but
to that.
It's like the style you like on
it's
top
the style,
of the
it's the
effects.
Vibe the whole team has. And of course, it's like it wasn't the other Ultimate Alliance games with Barrett was talking about. It's the story you're building in your head.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I was
going to
say.
Story you're being
like,
given.
You're making choices. So you're level 20 in. Like, you might want to go back and play, you know, Black Widow, right? But you're like, I'm already this far into Deadpool. Like,
yeah,
that becomes your team and your story choice for a while.
But even then, when the times when somebody does drop, and like usually they're dropping higher, and I try them out and then come back.
Oh,
somebody
they
who's,
drop high. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that
somebody who's lower. It is that thing with the XP cubes or whatever. However you want to do it. I did feel like, cool. It's not a big deal to toss you back in and get you to a place, let alone bring you into these higher level missions. And it's just like if somebody was pulling you through stuff, they're leveling up quicker.
Interesting. Well, that sounds very accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we talked about the story. Yeah. We talked about Infinity. We talked about team. We talked about lab. We talked about the co-op.
Yeah.
What type of settings do we got? Like, what type of brightness settings do we have?
Let me
tell you about the ads. This episode is brought to you by Movement. You shouldn't have to choose between overpriced designer sunglasses and cheap shades that won't last you this summer. That's why I love my Movement sunglasses. I wear them every time I go. Have to be fancy on little trips and stuff. I'm going to Comic-Con this weekend. Guess what? I'm bringing my Movement sunglasses. Greg Miller wore them all during RTX. Gia Harris wears them all the time. Andy Cortez, now obsessed wearing them. Kevin likes his as well. The Los Angeles-based accessories brand has hundreds of premium, affordable sunglass styles to choose from. So whether you're into more timeless shapes like classic round sunnies or something that'll make a statement like fun 90s skinny frames, they've got them all. Constructed with durable acetate and lightweight materials for that perfect, reliable fit, you don't have to choose between style and function. You get both. You know how I feel about that. Go to movement.com. Check these out. Movement sunglasses start at $60. No pair price is over $95. So you're guaranteed to find a style you love with quality that doesn't break the bank. They've sold over 2.5 million products across more than 160 countries, and their collections are always expanding. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/kinda. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to mvmt.com/kinda. Join the movement. Also, shout out to Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. This really could have helped a couple of my friends out back in the college days, but you know what? Now it can help you. So that's all that matters. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. They believe that you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you, and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. That's huge. The best part, once your loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. Wow. Can't really ask for much quicker than that. Free yourself from the bottom of high interest burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart's ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low can you go? How low can you go? No, how low can your Upstart rate be? Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny.
Like Death Stranding 2 is really good.
They're back. You know?
Death Stranding 2 really blew me away.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Death
thank
Stranding
you, live
two.
People, for putting up with that. Yeah, I didn't expect to rant you. That long.
That was good, though. Greg, came with notes. Notes on notes on notes. Very exciting stuff. But, friend, now we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but you spent the last, it seems like forever.
Yeah, it's funny because it was only like 10, 11 days or something like that, but.
What
but
was
I
Guardian Con?
To Guardian Con, visited Florida, but what'd Guardian Con.
So much to do, so much to see.
As
I love Guardian
talking
Con.
Talking about for a really long time. I mean, it all really started with some Destiny fans meeting up and turned into one of the largest charity events in gaming. You know, for St. Jude, they raised about $4 million this year, and that, woo! I believe, was double. It's unbelievable, yes. Whoa! It's like unbelievable for the kids, fight against cancer. It's really an incredible cause. And so that's where it all starts. But it's, again, all of it is really built on community and togetherness and all this. So long story short, this is the biggest it's ever been. And I know you guys are no stranger to like meetups that turn into something bigger, and it gets bigger and bigger. Next thing you're having prom with a bunch of friends.
And Smash Mouth.
So this year it was at a resort hotel with like a golf course and all that just outside of Disney World.
How many holes you
in
play?
Orlando. It was raining the whole
time. Was it a dolphin?
What?
Was it the swamp?
No, it was the resort was called Shingle Creek, Rosen Shingle Creek. So there's a lot of business conventions there, and it's like a miniature Vegas. You guys will understand that. Like one row of like a couple bars, a couple restaurants that leads to the convention center. But that's what it was. So it was more than just like a hotel with like some convention space. So it felt like a place to hang out. So long story short, it just was a really cool place to go and meet people, and that's what it always is, but it was bigger than before. So this year, Bungie, they had been there last year, but they had a legit booth, and Borderlands did too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So this was like a really big step forward. And actually, no, Warframe was also there. And I know that I'm forgetting a couple others, but those were some really big ones that you could like legit go and play stuff. Borderlands being the biggest when you think about it, because that was like a lot of people's first chance to like play all the characters. It was the E3 demo, so yeah. They brought out all the stuff there, and that was really cool, and it's certainly a game that those fans really like. So yes, you could play games, but again, for me, and it always will be, like, one, there's a network of creators there that I know really well, and I never get to see them. You're just exchanging on Twitter, and it's sure. Like you feel like you know each other, but you like you're not even sure if you've met sometimes. You're like, wait, like I've been talking to you for years. Have we met? That's a question that often comes up. I'm also a terrible person that I forget such things, apparently. But no, a lot of people I had met. So that's step one. And then obviously beyond that is so many fans and like-minded people that like these games. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just one of those. You just stand around and talk to people. That's what I do anyway. So I actually didn't play the games. I had the opportunity to go back and play Borderlands again. And I don't know if I could have gotten in line for the Bungie stuff. That was a really big event for Destiny fans, because what you want collectibles. And so exclusive at the event, they had this cool idea. And actually, I don't know that I've seen it. I'm sure it's happened, but they had a PvP event called Risk versus Reward. So first you just get in line. And if you get in line, and I believe just you have a chance to play, or even just get in line, I think, you probably have to play. But you get a coin. So it's a Gambit coin. It's a mode in Destiny. That's cool and all. But what was really cool is they said, that's cool, but what about these pins? If you get back in line and want to risk your coin, you can win this pin, but you got to win the match. Mm-hmm. And so actually, right, you're at an event, and you're going to lose your collectible if you lose. But that was, like, really cool for people who are like, I got this. And then they went on, and you get to keep both, I believe.
If you win.
If you win, so.
If you lose, they melt it in front of you.
Exactly. So that was really cool. But anyway, beyond that, it was just.
How many people came? Do you know the ballpark?
Like,
is it as big as PAX?
No, it's not that big. I haven't been to PAX, but no, it's not as big as PAX. I really want to go to PAX.
Come to PAX.
I've been thinking about this.
Come to PAX.
You guys are going, right?
Yeah, come
meet up, all that.
Come compete for the parachute.
You guys in your room.
Sure, yeah.
Give me a little.
You, me, and Jen cuddling up there.
Oh, I thought Lucy James would be in there too.
Portillo.
Everybody. Like, it's the whole family. But anyway, so I would love to go to PAX. I don't think it's as big as PAX. I don't know how big RTX is. Like, I've seen the venue. It's pretty
60K.
Big, right?
60K.
Oh, yeah. It's not. Yeah. PAX. Jeez. How big is PAX? It's big. Okay. This is more your 5,000-ish.
Oh, okay. Okay,
it might have been like 7,000 or more. I don't think it was more.
I couldn't find the answer.
It's somewhere around there. So, even bigger news, it has been rebranded. So, funny you bring up PAX. It is now called GCX, the Gaming Community Expo. So,
good idea.
I believe, you know, the main thing was it's like Guardian Con was an evolution of Destiny Con because using the IP, you know, Activision, and everyone's like, look, I think they were nice. They were just like, we just can't let you keep doing it. So, precedence wise, you can't do that because it's clearly about our game and marketing it. So, turn into Guardian Con about the Guardians, but now it's bigger than that. It's got, you know,
yeah, I remember it was a big deal this year when Borderlands announced they were coming. I was like, really?
Yeah.
You're going to Guardian Con.
Exactly. So, it's evolving, and I think that's the point is when you walk in and you're Nintendo, you're like, hey, this Guardian Con thing, and they're like, what? Hey, this Gaming Community Expo thing, what? GCX East? You know, it's not even called that at this point, but I think they're moving towards that, and you know, I've been to a lot of the big conventions, so I'm actually a little like, remiss that I wish I understood more about RTX and PAX, and I haven't been there. But I believe this is one of the most like intimate and unique.
Have you
events.
Never been to a PAX?
No, because I was always like hiring people or like solving problems.
Oh
and
my God.
It was always after or creating them or after Comic-Con. There was Gamescom. Like I almost never had a chance to go.
Wow.
Unless I paid my own way and everything, and like so it was always
come this
a
year,
challenge.
Man.
So I really have been thinking about it because it's a really big event for Destiny fans and many, many others. And there's so many best friends I know that go up there. So I really want to go. I'm actually, someone asked me at the event and I was like, right after I get back, I'm going to look into it.
Two kind of funny panels.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then,
Is it the showcase and then a normal panel?
We're doing the kind of funny games showcase PAX edition, which is different, not as big. And then that's Friday.
The showdown one.
And then Saturday night, we're doing the Per Schneider Invitational Cup again.
Oh, you're doing
for the Inner Sight Championship.
You got to come going to be there?
No.
Oh,
it's just called the Per Schneider Cup.
I forgot.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was awesome. And then beyond that, obviously, there's just like a little bit of hanging out beyond that. So had some Florida food, had some good drinks.
Had some Flo beer?
I did have some Flo beer. Cigar City, I believe, is a Tampa brewery and some good stuff. You'll appreciate this, Tim. My first time ever going to Disney World.
Woo!
Now, this was not a very well-planned event.
I did see the pictures. And Fran, you know I love you more than anything.
I know.
And you know the last thing I would ever talk about.
You can just do it.
Is your hair.
Oh, no, dude.
What
was
going
so
on, man?
Hot. I pulled my hair back into a little Fran bun.
I need some Instagram.
You know what? No, it was a story. I don't think there's evidence.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Gone now.
You can make it a highlight right now.
Yeah, open up your thing and shit. Look at it.
Oh, can we zoom in on it? But no, dude, it was so hot. You
I feel you, dude. I was there a couple weeks ago.
Many of you don't know this. My hair is getting quite long in the back. And so what happens is it just starts to like fall. And I like could have put 1,000 pounds of hairspray in for Disney World and riding roller coasters and
rain.
I know, but I just pulled it back, and I know it was a little like questionable. Trust me, I know it was a little Fran.
No, but how was the DW?
But long story short, went there. It actually was a little odd because we were just meeting up with friends for the first time, and some of you may know who this is, but Real Crafty proposed to the Geek Chick. They've been seeing each other a really long time, so I didn't know it was happening. And we go out in front of the castle, and it was like a very like meandering, just hanging out at that point because they had already been to Epcot apparently, and we were at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
so
he's
again,
freaking out, getting ready to propose, and
well,
like,
it was weird.
They're about to take a picture, and friends like, wait, now. I don't know about this angle. Hey, man, hey.
Dude, it almost happened, I think.
Oh, you robbed the camera and everything.
But yeah, out of nowhere, I like turned after a group photo and he was like proposing and I was like, oh, that is really cool to be here for that. Yeah. It's one of her favorite places in the world, I know. Congrats again to
Hell yeah, man.
Well, I was going to say Victoria and what is Crafty's real name? Jesse. Congrats to those two. But that was really neat. Here's the thing that you might appreciate, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ride anything. It was like 9 p.m. and we had dinner after the proposal because I didn't get there until like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to wait for a table and we were like literally just standing there. And one of my friends, Rocky, was like, he's another Destiny. And he like told me to come out and was like, yo, it'll be a fun time. And I didn't have an expectation. Oh, thank you.
Get in there.
What is this?
That's one of them Brew Bus beers.
It was Brew Bus. Long story short, I was getting a little worried. I'm like, am I going to ride anything for this $100 ticket? And right after dinner.
I love you so much. Dude,
totally, Fran.
Spends
all this money to get in, doesn't do one
ride. Yeah, no, that's basically what it was. And then, well, because there's wait times and all this fast pass stuff. So the restaurant felt bad because our table took forever. So we got some fast passes. But she actually put on like a couple, apparently. We
thought,
and whatever the case, right after, I'm not kidding, it was like 9 p.m. I ran to, now I'm forgetting the names of them, but one of the big roller coasters.
Space Mountain.
No, which we wanted to go. It was Big Thunder. Look at this guy. Yeah. So we went to Big Thunder. Dude, went straight in.
Hell
yeah. Like right on the first one. Did that.
Did the dynamite work or not?
Oh, that's always a thing.
There's projection of dynamite for the big explosion at the end.
No, didn't see that.
Very rarely goes off.
Didn't see that. Oh, absolutely.
A whole bunch of issues.
Did not see that. Right. And then we ran over to what's the big splash one?
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
That is Splash Mountain. So we went to Splash Mountain.
Hell yeah.
Same thing. Straight on and did that. So I did those within like 35 minutes of each other. And Rocky was like, dude, normally you'd wait like hours to get that done.
No,
so
good for you. You
that
know
was
it.
Cool. Saw two some of the fireworks. And then we got out of there and it was great, man.
Saw
I can't wait to go back.
Great fireworks show there.
Yes, the fireworks are good. Now let me ask you this, and for those listening,
please do.
Everybody says, and he wanted to do this, you have to go to Animal Kingdom and do the Avatar stuff. Have you heard about this?
Oh, you have to.
I've heard like
from heard about this. He's lived it.
Yeah.
They said it's like so good. Is
it's insane. Only at night.
At night, yeah.
But it is incredibly good.
It's like incredible.
Good. Yeah. Like,
we wanted to do it, but nobody was there.
I don't want to go on too long about this, but the Avatar ride that is like it's the most advanced ride in the world so far.
It is.
Ridiculous line.
Everybody's
the
like,
line's always like 4 hours long. Geez. Like, it's crazy. We got lucky and got like chauffeured to the front because we're fancy motherfuckers. If you have any connections to Hall H for MC, please fucking let me know. Running out of time here. No, so the ride is amazing. You get to go on one of the Banshees, which are the dragons.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
So you—it's like you're in this like saddle.
One?
You're in the saddle, and you're on it. And it's like a video screen in front of you, and you have the 3D glasses, and like you know, it's wind 4D type stuff.
And you're
going,
and
it's like up and down. All that stuff's going on. But the crazy thing is, in between you is like there's a part where the dragon lands, and it's like catching its breath, and it's just kind of sitting there waiting to see where you're going. And that's happening, and you feel the heat and the like
what
shit between your legs. It is incredibly
feel
immersive.
The heat between your legs.
So cool. It's totally worth the wait.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But it was tons of fun. Can't wait to go next year. You guys should try to come out, but I know RTX is probably right after it. Is RTX always on the 4th of July?
Not always. No, not always. They want to be, but it's whether or not they can get the convention.
Next year, it's at the end of June, so there's a little
I was going to say, okay, I didn't know if that had been announced. We tried to do GuardianCon stuff this year, and it didn't work out, number one, because of that, and another thing because of streaming. But when I was talking to them on the phone about actually going to it, they were like, we're trying not to compete with RTX next year. We understand that's bad for everybody, not just us.
So it should be better next year. And by the way, I saw some best friends there, quite a bit of them.
Hell
it was
yeah.
So awesome seeing y'all. And it's funny, walking in, I thought so much about the Destiny fans, but man, the best friends, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all. Thanks for coming out.
Andy!
While this happens, I'll give a shout out to Chuck Eddy 26 on Instagram. That's Alan who sent us the Florida beer.
Ooh, fancy. Ooh. You good for a little Mario Maker talk?
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. Super Mario Maker 2. You've been all over the place, gallivanting Texas and stuff. We haven't been able to really talk about your streaming escapades and everything. I talked a little bit on the show about playing the story mode and stuff, but I feel like we're now in this new era, the streaming era of Mario Maker 2. And you're at the forefront, my friend.
You're the face of Mario Maker 2 streaming.
That's a lot of people say, Greg.
And we all heard Nitro
aside,
Rifle Association. We understand.
I want to give a shout out to Andy because like Andy is going out there grinding, working on all these super hard creator levels, and you've beaten all of them?
I've beaten a lot of them. I mean, there's like, you know, there's the one that kind of went viral yesterday with all
the fire
line. Like, there's no way.
I saw a video.
That's one that just comes down to memory.
Yeah, a
like,
lot. Of
when
memory.
I see stuff like that, I'm like, that's probably out of my league or whatever. Yeah. But Andre Seegers has made a couple.
Clowned out by Andy Cortez.
Gerard the Completionist.
Clowned out by twitch.tv/Max. Andy Cortez. You changed it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Andy Cortez.
Rubber Ninja, who's clowned Ross out. From Game Grumps. There's a lot of really difficult levels.
Did you get Bernie Sanders yet?
What?
Bernie Sanders made a level.
I'm definitely enjoying it a lot. It kind of reminds me of Pokemon Go when it was at its peak, where like
right now,
well, fever sure, pitch. Yeah.
When it was Greg's at it, when, it, back. When it was at its peak, because I just feel like a lot of the gaming community kind of came together and really rallied around sharing and making friends, and it was try my level, oh try this one, you know. I just feel like it's a really like sort of communal experience.
I mean, I just love because the game was amazing on Wii U, but no one played it because it was on Wii U. But it still had that, you know, Patrick Klepek and Game Explain, like everybody, Reichert, they were like Game Grumps, like all the same people really were like on it then. But it was just like now because it's on the Switch and everyone gets to play it. And Twitch
plus
is
where Twitch
just
is at,
such a different
Twitch
place.
And YouTube, exactly.
And I just love the community coming of like people playing, people making levels. Like I was so impressed. You made a level. Like that's what
really?
Like you playing all the everyone else's and beating them. I was impressed with that. But then you made a level that is up there rivaling those as well, and I hate you for it.
I'm putting
hour a night into trying this damn thing, and like I'm getting closer.
You're close,
but
dog.
No, man.
Bad boy Barrett beat it.
Fuck you, Andy. I was really really kind of paranoid about my level. Yeah, really paranoid about my level because I thought I beat it, and I'm like, all right, cool, let's put this up, right? I see no flaws in the level. And suddenly I'm getting a lot of people saying, like, dude, that first bullet bill is not spawning for me. The first bullet bill is not spawning, dude. And Anthony Carboni decides to stream my level. Fuck. And I'm seeing it not spawn for him, too. I'm like, what the fuck is going on this level? I go on the Mario Maker subreddit. I'm posting all this proof of, like, are the bullet bills fucked? Why do they work for me 100% of the time? I feel like I'm goddamn Charlie Day and
just
It's Always Sunny.
Upload their own
version? Just with all the, you know, the fucking string theory. Like, looking at all this shit. And what I discover is, like, I am just playing the game a certain way where I always hold down the run button, like most people do.
I do that a lot.
And if I need to jump, it's always like a long jump. I'm always just holding down the B button, you know? I never just kind of tap it. And so I was going through this and I was like experimenting, like, well, maybe my Switch works, but maybe the Switch at work will be fucked. So I tried the Switch at work. The Switch at work is totally fine. I played it on Barrett's. It's totally fine. So I kind of saw it as a nice little silver lining where I forgot to take my Pro Controller home when I went back home to Texas. But that then caused me to be like, well, I can make a level now because otherwise I'd probably just be playing levels. Let me actually just put time into making a level. Not that you can't do it with the Joy-Cons or whatever, but I prefer playing with the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
So because I didn't have a Pro Controller, I made a level when I was back home, worked on it until like 4 in the morning, and then finished it up like kind of in the afternoonish. Posted it, and it was really, really, really low clear rate. And I was like, all right, let me add some direction. So I kind of retooled it.
The coins.
I just added coins.
They're good, man.
Like, yeah, you got to have those
coins,
little hints.
Follow the arrows. You'll be fine. And still the clear rate's super, super low. But I implore you to just... always hold down the jump button. Always hold down that long jump.
Run button. Right?
Instead of run too.
Run
but
and
like,
jump.
But on a jump, like the first jump.
Oh, got it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't
so when you
don't
get the
barely
bounce.
Tap it and do the little baby tap jump. Yeah. You know, hold it, do the big jump, and you'll
be
fine.
Max jumps.
You'll be fine. But yeah, I've heard.
I will tell you, Andy.
Max,
you got to pump the
pump
glutes.
The glutes first, people.
I will tell you. I did. But this is totally different. Like there's something, and I would say I'm good at Mario, but like there's something about your shit that just is it's mind games, man. I see, I hear you, I hear Andy's little fucking laugh every time because he put these little elements in it that'll just fuck your day up. Like pretty early on, it's the long jump to the square, to the block, another long jump to the block, but that other block is slightly.
Closer. So you don't want to do a full long jump.
Right.
And so that's annoying. But then after that, there's the third jump. You land on the pipe. But Andy did this fucked up thing. He did this fucked up thing.
There it is.
That's the last. That's the last. There's the pipe with the yellow blocks on top where you're supposed to land to start the bullet bill hell jumpscape, right? What do you call it? The bullet bill hot bonanza or whatever?
At first it was bullet bills... I forgot what it was. The next one is, I changed it to hopping hilarity.
Nothing's funny about it, but there's this damn warp
Timmy
pipe.
Laughing.
There's the warp pipe, and then if you over jump the warp pipe and like skid off of it and you fall, there's like this stairway of just grass, like mountain. And if you're there, you're just hopeless. There's no getting back. It just, you just gotta jump. It's like, you didn't even just make it a flat thing. Like, you allowed people to stand there and think about what they did. I hate it.
That's maximum troll.
I got a couple tweets that were like, being right here in this spot. Oh, no, I think somebody left a message the first time I posted it. Before I kind of did the retooling of the directions, and somebody left a message like, there's no, like, I've never felt more hopeless than in this spot right here.
That's awesome.
What's the best way to, like, pull up the level right now?
My Twitter account.
Can you do it, Kev? Huh? Thank you.
I want to see it. Greg, you been playing this at all?
Not really. Yeah. When I was waiting for Ultimate Alliance to drop or whatever, it was the idea that I was playing Moonlighter nonstop, right? And then when this dropped, I was so obsessed with Moonlighter. It was like,
come back to it later.
And so then I jumped in, and it's so not for me. Like, the Mario Nintendo levels, I started playing, and I'm like, oh, these are enjoyable. But watching Andy torture himself, watching Klepek torture himself, I'm like, no, I can't. This is a living nightmare. No way.
So go all the way to the beginning.
Somebody, this is a tweet of somebody beating the level.
What?
This is the beginning.
This is a tweet of somebody beating the level and being like, hey, I beat it, Andy. Check this out.
So pull this up.
Or you could also go to Baird's tweet. I forgot.
This is fine. This right here, this is good. Because this is exactly what I was talking about in the beginning. Yeah, where it's like, this is the first fuck you. Where you run and you jump onto the block. And it's like, cool, long jump, that's easy. But it's this, where he is right now, it's just the most annoying thing. Because it's like, I can get it 80% of the time. But it's like, okay, yeah, there we go. It's like, cool. Right there.
Yeah, boom. A little jump.
If you skid a little too much, go back. Land on the pipe.
Oh, this is your level, Andy? I saw this.
Doesn't show it well.
It doesn't show on the way to the bottom. Oh, yeah. But if you fall down there, there's just a couple of stairs that... See, that first bullet bill is supposed to spawn correctly.
Oh, this looks fun.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I've gotten to the point, like, because I was getting a
fucking
lot of...
Fucking do it! What's that? I'll get you a pro controller right now.
I was getting a lot of people, like, you know, fuck you. You hired somebody to be... You know, people were, like, kind of joking, but also, like... That first bullet bill and spawning this level is broken. And so the other day when I went on stream, I was like, I will beat this level in 15 attempts. I haven't played today yet. I'm going to try it in 15 attempts. We're just going to go through it, and I'll beat it in 15 attempts. If I don't, I will gift out subs to the community. I beat it in 17, but still.
So you didn't gift shit.
No, I did gift shit. I got to 15. I was like, fuck, I was so close, but... yeah, I had a blast with it, and I'm probably going to make more like that.
Those did great, man. It's
those
a great
are my favorite
level.
Ones. Like the precision jumping, there was one that was made by somebody in my chat room who was like, hey, play my level. And they are two of, I think it was the very first one that I ever posted where the little fucking Monty Mole gets me on the very, very top right, and I freak out because I didn't expect to see him there. It was that level that guy made where it's like, It's ice block, and it's precision jump in, but you have to make sure you don't slide. Like, I love those sort of levels. Those are my favorite levels to play.
Kev, can you bring back his Twitter real quick?
Barrett makes it look
fucking sounds easy. Cool. I didn't know if I had time to play it, so I haven't bought it yet.
You got to get it, Fran. It's such a streamer game.
I know. That's true.
But I've been working through...
Barrett beat Cuphead three times.
Ross's level. Wow. That's what I want to show the people.
Can I just borrow a copy?
Is you against that damn boss?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Ross's level is kind of a bitch. So scroll down, okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah,
I saw that.
This.
So, you have to save all the Yoshis in this level.
Stay there real quick for me.
The point is to save the Yoshis.
See, no goddamn way do I want to do this.
Freak. Now you're shooting fire. No way, dude.
And you
no
want to get hit, so you get knocked off the Yoshi. And you're, it's, hell, you're, dude. You can jump around easier.
Freak!
So it's like, I have the key.
Please don't die. Please don't die. Please.
Oh no.
Get in the door.
Oh my God.
Get in the fucking door. Get in the fucking door.
That's so good.
And that happened like a lot of times. And what just sucks the most is like, it's so hard to even get to that point. But I think like, you know, Tim was like, I don't know how you do it. The reason why I think I'm able to beat these hard levels is because I'm streaming and I want to beat it. So, like, you know, if I was just playing off stream, I probably would have given up there or whatever. But it's like, I want to see this through. I streamed the other day for like 5 hours. And there were, and I beat three levels in 5 hours.
Where, but you like, did it though. It's crazy.
The first Ross level took me like I think 2 hours, and then like one of Gerard's levels took me like an hour and a half. Like, it takes a long fucking time. The Andre Seegers one was
clowned
a nightmare. Yeah. Can you bring it back up though, Kevin? Because again, the really really cool thing about Mario Maker is that we're seeing game developers make levels, not just influencers, not just people. So. Matt Thorson, who made Celeste, made this one.
I want to see this.
You're passing it.
Yeah, that one. So he made this one. And this is like as far as I've gotten. And it's a fucking nightmare of a level. I think like 0.12% of people have beat it.
0.12?
There's like 12 clears out of 30-something thousand. And you're supposed to hit the red switch. And it's just like, you know, the swing in like throws it off. And you have one more chance. And I fucked it up. And I was like, all right, I'm good for the night. Like,
but you were saying that the red coins you get here are supposed to be like the strawberries.
Yeah,
in Celeste.
Yeah.
So Matt Thorson makes really levels.
Also, Dan Salvato of Doki Doki Literature Club fame, he makes a couple levels, and his are impossible.
That's like, really neat.
Yeah. It's really cool to see the actual game dev community come, you know, who are actually making games and saying like, hey, what would my level look like, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any curation for this stuff within Mario Maker? Like,
so you can thumbs it up, you can hit, you know, boo on a level or whatever. In a way to...
Do you mean beyond that? Like, is there like a approved levels?
There are hot levels. There are popular levels. There are new levels. You can sort by all that, but you can also sort...
Just like trending in general. Yeah, ratings.
There's a lot more in-depth search functions of like, I want to only play...
Yeah, these types.
I only want to play a Mario World because maybe I don't love how in New Super Mario Bros. You have the spin jump and all these extra sort of functionality that maybe I don't really care for, you know? Yeah.
But, you know, that's really cool. You can search, and I saw that. It's good to have trending. But, man, if the community keeps up, they're, like, one step away from needing, like, a front page, I think, of, like,
Another really cool thing.
Get Jose and Mike Pereira and all those
Another really cool thing.
Mm-hmm. They can actually do work.
It becomes kind of like YouTube or anything where you are subscribing to somebody where I can go to Ross O'Donovan from Game Grumps. I can star him and favorite him. And whenever he pops up a level, it'll pop up in my feed.
That's helpful.
And so I've been favoriting, like, you know, a lot of these, you know, not only influencers, but game developers just to see when their new level comes
out. How long did it take you to make your level?
Maybe like 6 hours, something like that. But I think the reason why the level's easier for me is because you are starting over from the same spot to make sure, oh, that jump doesn't fit. Let me move the block more. And towards the very, very end, very end of it, like, there was a moment where I was like, maybe I should make this a bit harder. I was like, nah, don't be a bitch. But then there's a jump at the very, very final, what do you call it in Mario? The
flagpole?
Yeah, it's like the flagpole, but the Super Mario World version of
the banner.
Whatever. It's like a fuel
finish
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, that one's a little too easy. Let me just move it back a bit. And I've gotten videos of people clearing the whole thing and being pixels off.
Oh no.
And they're just like,
they missed the finish line, really?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, you should play Logic's levels.
Oh, I want to.
Logic made levels.
You made two of them.
I'd say Nakey Jakey's as well.
Oh, yeah?
Nakey Jakey has a level that is, he's a YouTuber, really popular. He made a level where it's all about wall jumping in new Super Mario's, and it's not easy, and it's really, really fucking challenging.
Crazy shit, man.
Sounds
I will
fun,
say,
man.
Dude, I'm not the type of person that like throws controllers or anything. Like, I'm pretty good about that shit. I played your level for about an hour last night, just handheld because I was lazy and didn't want to dock it. So I'm just sitting on my couch going, and like I found myself like, I'm just like, whoa, I can't be doing this with my whole Switch here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need to get that Switch light.
And I turned it off. I was like, I can't. Maybe tomorrow I'll come back, but I can't be doing this.
I have the Switch here. I'll show you. Uh-huh. Because I want to make sure you're...
Oh, I believe
it'll
you.
It'll take them 16 tries.
I believe.
Tries.
It's just...
It's not good enough.
It's just not good enough, man. It's a me problem for sure. Anyway, thank you, Andy. Thank you. Everyone, twitch.tv/AndyCortez.
So what you're telling me...
But don't subscribe. We can't lose him.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Definitely check out Andy Cortez on Twitch.
But check out twitch.tv/fm3_more.
Now check out Gary Whitta.
Gary Whitta.
Don't watch Fran until he buys Mario Maker.
But I wasn't going to do a plug. I was just going to say, so you're telling me Super Mario Maker is a way to feel horrible about yourself. Is what I'm hearing to be. Super stressed out, feel horrible about yourself.
I get stressed out watching Andy's clips of his failures, and I'm always like, no.
I will be for Twitch. Oh, man, that is
it's
ripe,
gold content.
Ripe for the picking. That's why people loved watching anyone play Sekiro, but me play Sekiro. Like, just any chance of frustration is a gold stream.
Yep.
Which is why I play Destiny all the time. Constantly frustrated.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do want to just point out, I also made a level, and it's got a 0.22% clear rate.
Ooh.
And I'm very proud of that.
Hell yeah.
I'm just so proud of it. That's a bad level.
No, because no, that thing is like, those, that's good, though. Because it's like, if it's 0.0 or whatever, then you made a bad level. Then it's too. It's you want to get those the low.
I'll give the context of like there. Have been
Miyamoto
thousands.
Would jump out a window if his if he made levels there, there points
like that sliding window meeting room.
There's 1,000 attempts and 5 clears, but that's 5 separate accounts. But there's only been 50 people who have tried the level.
Yeah, so you definitely
like
need a good sample.
50 who've figured it out and stuff. But it's just seeing like it takes people to like time to figure it out and stuff, and that's what you want to aim for. Of like. Making them go through it a couple of times and then having
you
a
need
click
that
like,
aha.
Wait, did you say 5 out of 50 finished it?
Yes.
That's not 0.22.
No, but they tried it 1,000 times.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
oh,
between
got
50
you,
people, there have been 1,000.
It's not like
exactly.
It's the unique playthrough.
So
of course it is. Huh? But no, he didn't say the total tries versus total fails. Like that's the.
Fran, just admit you're one of those dum-dums.
Anyway. That's the who cares.
If we're sitting out here promoting our streams, I like to promote mine, of course. On Monday, the 22nd.
Oh, yeah. It's happening. I heard, Greg.
4 p.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. I will be getting my 100th platinum in Division 2. I'm going to need you, Agent.
I'll be down.
I'm gonna need
you say next Monday?
Yeah, we got to do 2 hard missions, and it's all over.
That's so easy. That's it?
No, that's what I saved it for.
Oh,
trust me, I did all the fucking work there.
Blink.
Exactly.
He fucked up last time when he said he was going to platinum.
True. You fell just shy.
Oh, yeah. Extra Life. Really? I'll platinum Metal Gear Solid 5. And they hit me up before and they're like, you are not going to, not you. Stealth, I think, right? Hit me up and was like,
this is
going
to happen.
Not,
right
hey, now. I've done this. You are not going to, there's like, it's just not possible that you're going to do it in 24 hours.
Is that when you're like,
threw in the towel?
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm gonna have fun because I just wasn't having fun.
Oh, man. But this, you're like 100%.
That's why I want to get
what
all
do
that?
You need for the platinum? Like, what's
all
the...
I need now is the one trophy that is complete all the missions on hard. And I've saved 2 missions to play on
that's
hard.
So just hard? Yep. Like, that's so easy.
Yep. I'm aware, Fran. I'm aware that it's easy.
Which is
I'm
great.
I'm gonna do
though.
It,
no,
and
I'm
then
not...
we're gonna play some shitty games, get more platinums. We'll have a great time. Drink out of that PlayStation cup.
We're gonna have a great, great time.
We're gonna have an awesome time. And if we don't, I stabbed him.
Whoa.
Not me.
Kind of want to see that. No.
The final thing I want to talk about, I just have this as mobile game update because I know everyone's really excited about it.
It's mobile game. I miss Jared. Not really. I'm still playing Pokemon Go. So having a great time. I bought a cool Mewtwo outfit for Kara. I'm very excited about it. Would you like to see Fran?
Yes, I would.
Kevin? Will you bring it up for everybody?
I'm afraid you're
going to
get me back into Pokemon Go.
I am
like,
going
I was playing
to.
This in Germany at some point. I wasn't addicted to anything, but I was down for like the first few months. And
here's the thing I'll tell you.
I just wanted to be part
of the cool
kids
club. Here's what's happening. Do you want to know how into Pokemon Go we are? Because I don't know if you follow me and my wife on Instagram.
Yes,
or anything like that.
I thought about unfollowing you many times.
So all we did on Saturday was play. We woke up at 9 o'clock. We hit the streets. We came home by like 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Right? Now, every morning, I'm not kidding you. Now, granted, we just need to show Car over there in a Mewtwo outfit. Come on now. You kidding me? Look how good that
actually
outfit looks.
That actually is really cool.
Right? Now,
level 29.
What's happening, Fran? And you're welcome to come over for this, Fran, if you want. It's quality time for me and my wife. But for the past week, every day, 6:30 the alarm goes off. We usually snooze till 6:45, then up, walk the dog, then we just walk around for an hour around the city.
What?
Just playing Pokemon Go, chatting it up, get a cup of coffee. No, this is during the day. This is a normal day now.
Before work,
before
you're
doing
this?
Then I get home,
gotta
I take my shower, I get off. What'd you say to me?
Gotta catch him.
I gotta catch him.
What'd you say to me?
What did you say to me? Fran, get in. And now you want to know how crazy? We got Lucy James back in. We're getting you back in. We're getting everybody back in. I'm telling you, San Diego Comic-Con. What am I doing? I'm doing one panel, Hall H. I'm down there for 3 fucking days. You bet your ass there's going to be a bunch of tweets. Hey, we're outside of X and we're going to walk around and play Pokemon Go. Who wants to meet up?
I'll never forget Comic-Con, the year that this game came out. It was weeks after Pokemon Go craze was like in full effect. And everyone was playing it. And there was rumors that the legendary birds were going to make their debut.
And they were like afraid they were going to cave in the roof over the thing.
And then it just didn't happen.
Uh-oh, Greg's adding me as a friend. The only other friend I have is, take a guess who it would be.
Goldfarb.
Andrew
Goldfarb. Good one.
Goldfarb. So, Greg, the question I have for you about this is, I know that you tried playing Let's Go. yeah. Pikachu and Eevee a little bit. Yeah. And you played them for enough.
It was a similar thing where Jen was super into it, so I played on an LA trip. We were down there together. We played.
Do you think that this could be a gateway into Sword and Shield? Because I imagine Jen's going to be all about it when it comes out.
I think it has the shot at it. Again, like, we joke around about it, and then I'll say the wrong name, and he looks like the wrong bird or whatever. Like, I am learning right as I go. Yeah, I am picking up pieces of it. It's still the idea that, like, right now, this is fun enough without making me think too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, cool, I'm catching things, and then I go to battle in a gym or do a raid, and it auto-populates the best people. For me, it is that thing of, I know it's so second nature for you, and I know it would take me not long to figure out.
Yeah.
But sitting down to play a real Pokemon and being like, all right, he's psychic. Like, what's that weak to? And how do I go? And like, it was just, let's go.
It is a great introduction.
Sword and Shield, am I still doing the motion-y kind of shit now, right? It's just buttons again?
You can do both, right? I think.
And Sword and Shield? I don't think so.
Really?
Just buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'm interested in. I'm always
Sword and
interested.
Sword and Shield's a new one, right?
Yeah.
Coming out?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard that you'll have both options, and it was a weird... Anyway, I might be wrong, everybody.
I'm always interested in the next Pokemon. Like, I always try, and it's just never clicked. Now that we're going to get there with this, who knows?
It's on your Switch. That's the big thing.
Of course, and I love my Switch, and I do. Yeah, I love running around. I've gone the opposite with it of getting into this. I'm like, I wonder if this will get me back into Let's Go. Mm-hmm. But then Sword and Shield's not that far off, so I'll probably just end up waiting.
I'm kind of wondering if this just happens to be more of a summer game, like when people get outside... more active, it's nicer. Not that it's not pretty temperate in San Francisco.
If I'm just being honest, Fran, it's just that my wife loves walking and she loves taking hikes and she's like, let's walk a 5K this weekend. And
of course, gamify it.
I'm a doting husband and I say, yes, all right. And I go and do it. And it takes about a good 45 minutes before I'm like, all right, now I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
So like when I'm out there just doing something, gamifying it, sure, I'm all in. And God knows I don't want to play the Harry Potter one.
Yep.
I'll wait three years for that. And then I'll play that one.
Don't you run out of your battery like playing that long?
Fran, would you believe that for a joke, I bought a fanny pack for RTX to be a clown?
There it is.
And then this weekend, I wore it for real.
A fanny pack with a battery
with
in it.
I knew it.
There's no way you're playing Pokemon Go in the
bright
sunlight.
Do you want to know? I've had serious conversations with Jen of like, should we just go to Seattle and play with Goldfarb for the weekend? And we are always close.
I saw you said, wait, would you want to do a meetup at PAX or Comic-Con?
Both. Well, Comic-Con, I'm like, hey, we're going to do some kind of stupid crawl. And then for PAX, Joey and Andrea keep talking about trying to do a kind of funny What's Good Wizards Unite pub crawl.
Right.
And I'm like, cool, me and Goldfarb and Jen will come and co-op and make it a Pokemon Go as well.
You can do both.
And if they thought I was annoying before, imagine what it'll be like when I show up dressed like a Pokemon trainer. And
oh
I'm like,
my God.
And they're all dressed like fucking Hufflepuffs. Right. And
this
I'm like,
pretty
hey.
Good. This
like
is pretty
it.
Good. I like this.
The last update I want to give mobile game-wise is Kingdom Rush Vengeance. Beat it.
Hey.
God, it's so good. So fantastic. And now there's like a whole post game. And it's harder and it's better.
What's Kingdom Rush
content.
Again?
It's
the name.
Fantastic like tower defense game.
Yeah, tower defense.
Mobile. It's so freaking good.
Did anyone ever try isn't Dr. Mario newer?
Yeah, we talked about that last week a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah, Kev's like addicted,
I heard mixed
man.
Reviews.
I'm playing right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll keep your review for that for next week,
okay.
Kev. But
maybe I'll check it out.
The GoPro.
Thank you all. Very much for watching this beautiful episode.
Follow everybody on Twitch. There's a million Twitch things.
Follow everyone on Twitch. FM3_. What you doing
support
next?
Your
what's
boys.
Your next? What's the Fran Friday this week?
That is a great question. I always like to play something different for Fran Friday. Last time I did Outer Wilds. Easily confused with the name of other. Starts off slow, but I really like how immersive it is. I mean, the easiest way to describe my experience was like, I'm like, well, it's a little slow. Oh, this is kind of neat. Wow, this is like realistic in some way. Oh, God, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And that moment of like, wait, the star is exploding next to my face. Like, it was really cool. So I really love the vibe of it.
Yeah.
It's interesting to stream. So, no, a lot of fun. Anyway, I need something to play. I've been thinking of trying Moonlighter, but like,
you need to play Moonlighter.
I tend to like to play.
I think I have a code
stuff.
For you.
Didn't
you ask for it last time?
To play Mario Maker because I think it would be a good choice. But again, I'm just like, you know, I
good news,
like,
you don't have to kill. You can just exchange dollars for Mario Maker.
Wait, how?
You don't have to murder anybody.
He got you, dude.
Wait, what are you saying?
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Oh, I see. Yes, exactly. But no, I was just like.
Instead of murder.
I don't like buying games if I'm, you know, now, especially that I'm running my own business. I'm like, I'm not going to spend $60 if I'm only going to play it like a few times.
That makes sense.
So, meaning if I'm going to play it a lot and it's going to get the mileage, cool. So I've been kind of like.
Mario Maker's going to be it, man.
Fran's never been a big Nintendo fan. You know
you're
right.
Exactly.
You're right.
I think I would really dig it. I also have to have the time to play it.
All right.
But
we'll
find out.
Now it's time
Friday.
For the post show.
Y'all ready for post?